Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Boomer versus Zoomer, your favorite generational battle podcast. I am your host, of course, the resident Zoomer, Mumkey Jones. Unfortunately, folks, Asterios couldn't make it today. I think he went to a wedding or something. So we are joined instead by Mr. Dick Masterson. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Good. I don't have to worry about Asterios sandbagging me like he did with Andy Senor.
Yeah. Whenever we have a guest on here, I guess Andy or Asterios, I get them so confused. They're like the same person. Asterios, I don't know if he gets jealous maybe of his fellow boomers trying to groom this young Zoomer. Yeah. He wants to scare them off. He's so protective of me. It's so
that
cute.
Was great. I probably watched that four times. Watching Asterios grill Andy on his sex. I didn't even know what point he was trying to make. If like Andy was a hypocrite for not using the same thought process that he does on himself on Kavanaugh, or trying to set him up to trick him into admitting that he did it. I didn't know what he was doing, but I loved every second of it. And then the walkout, the reverse mic drop, where it's not, you haven't made some hilarious comment that can't be rebutted. You've just twisted the whole interview up into such a quagmire you can't unwind it. Fuck it, I'm out of here.
The fucked up thing is, me and Asterios got into a call the night before where we planned out the whole thing of how we wanted it to go, and it was going to be a gradual buildup, and then we would eventually hit him like 30 minutes into it.
Yeah.
But Asterios lost sight of the path completely, and immediately I wanted to actually movie fight with the guy. We were going to talk about all these fun little things. I was going to talk about Predator because I thought that was funny. And then Asterios immediately attacks him.
There he is. Asterios, who had to be woken up from his unemployed slumber. But I imagine Asterios, while we were starting the show, going through and making a wake-up juice like in Back to the Future 3, throwing some Boomer Monster drink and whiskey and some Miracle-Grow and some cocaine into a highball there. Hiding it in a Diet Coke can. What's up, Wario?
It's a me, Boomero.
We've already started the show. We're 3 minutes in.
Hey. I want your retirement. I'm a Boomero.
Welcome to the show. We told everybody you couldn't make it because you went to a wedding.
He's so hungover, he has two pairs of sunglasses.
It's double Boomer Fridays for the Boomer boy here.
Now, is it a common Boomer practice to sleep in until 2 p.m. on a weekday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what we do. We Boomers try to run from our problems by staying up until 9 a.m. playing the Star Trek Timelines mobile game. hoping that the solution to what ails us is behind every click of a new mission with Cowboy Data and Cowboy Worf.
Is that really what it is?
Yes, it's the greatest game of all time. You send all your friends on mission. I got what's his name? I got the film noir Captain Picard. I got Data's hot daughter, Lal. Who else do I have on my crew? I got Boxer Q from when Q went to Deep Space Nine to fight Captain Sisko. All my friends are there. Yeah. They would never sue me for $20 million.
I don't know. Q might.
Yeah, but only to test me and see if humanity was worthy. And then, you know, there'd be like a fun meta narrative.
Have you noticed Dick's shirt that he's sporting today?
Wait, what?
What do you think about that? You like that?
I can't see. Oh, my God.
I'm pretty sure this is a transformative work, and I'm not asking you to get sued again.
No, you're cool. No. It looks like it's 15% different. See, the weird thing is most boomers wouldn't wear white because most boomers are pudgy. So good for you. So wait, have you guys explained that Dick might be a doomer?
Oh, what's that?
A doomer is the generation below Zoomer because they're all doomed. The future is not bright for the poor doomers. There's Now that Brett Kavanaugh is on the stand, I think, you know, it's a dark, dark future for everybody in America, especially the young children.
Yeah, we won't be able to abort our criminals anymore.
No.
Bad country. Is that, yeah, all right. We're going to have to, as a doomer, we're going to have to encrypt ourselves and go into the cloud to escape this hellscape of booming inflation and affordable mortgages that Asterios, you and your boomers have concocted.
Yeah, all of the problems on this show and in society were caused by you and your people, Asterios.
Yeah, we really fucked shit up. That's our bad. But on the other hand, let me think of one good thing boomers have done for society.
It's only an hour of the show, Asterios. We can't have you thinking all day.
Hey, remember Nintendo 64? That was fun.
Did you guys make that?
Nah, Japanese boomers did.
Did Japan have boomers?
Yeah, but...
Well, the idea, I guess, of baby boomers was that they wanted to repopulate after World War II. So I imagine
Japan had the opposite.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of... they might be the original doomers. So let's move on from that. Wait,
not a lot of celebrating going on.
There we go.
All right, while I have the both of you here, there's a brand new game I want to play with both of you as the contestants. Because if there's anything that Boomer versus Zoomer the podcast loves, one, it's talking about memes. But two... it's talking about everybody's favorite YouTube channel, The Screen Junkies Show. It is a staple of the Boomer versus Boomer podcast. And because you were both at one point guests on that show, because you're UCB comedians, so they, like cattle, they get you in there, they work you, and then they kick you out, never to be spoken to again.
Oh, and we're also, we weren't paid. But yeah, continue, please.
That was going to be one of the elements of the game. Because the question is, who is the screen junkiest? I'm going to ask a series of questions for you two to compare and contrast your experiences working at Screen Junkies. And the winner, whoever had the worst experience, will win the coveted I Technically Worked With Andy Signore Award. Now, Dick, when and why were you invited on the Screen Junkies show?
Andy Signore messaged me and he said, you know, I saw you on stage and you were as Gandalf and I really liked the way the robe clinged to you. do you want to get together for drinks or something in my bathtub and talk about maybe some appearances you can have on Screen Junkies? I said, yeah, that sounds normal. I was in the Beauty and the Beast roast. I've done some of their animated things too. I think I did a Forrest Gump for Screen Junkies.
I imagine you were invited by either Hal or Joe Starr, right?
Oh, it was Joe Starr. I know it wasn't Hal. Hal tried to fuck me out of it. I heard through
somebody else. Oh shit.
Oh yeah. It was the roast of Beauty and the Beast. I'm very pissed at Hal for this, actually, because Hal is the one who kicked me off of Tournament of Nerds when Maddox made that stupid rape list video about me.
Happened, I'm actually friends with Hal on Facebook. And when that happened, I messaged him hashtag free dick and he did not reply.
Yeah. It was Hal and Justin who run that show. And I'm sure it wasn't Justin just because of what kind of guy Justin is. Like, I don't think he would do that. I don't think he would do that, but you know, maybe he did. What do I know? When I got the call to get kicked off when I did the roast of Beauty and the Beast, I was Gaston, the hostmaster, bringing people up. And I saw Hal there at the shoot, who was Dracula in the roast before. I think they were doing the roast of Hitler or something. I forget who they were doing before, the roast of somebody. I met Hal in the hallway and I busted his chops a little bit for kicking me off Tournament of the Nerds. I found out later that he was asking somebody if he should let Screen Junkies know that they shouldn't use me because I carry all kinds of it's a risk to have me part of anything because there will be a hate mob forming around me. And it was, I think he was told not to. I don't know if anything ever came of that, but I heard that, and that was enough. That was enough to piss me off. It's like, dude, you kicked me off your show, and that's fine, but fuck off with other shows I'm involved in, please. Not everyone is so afraid of being seen as controversial as you. Like, not everyone subscribes to the same mindset of, oh, this guy made offensive jokes, but it wasn't on my stage, which, by the way, every comedian at UCB, and especially those midnight shows, makes the most offensive jokes they possibly fucking can. But as soon as they see it somewhere else, like on my website, their assholes tighten up, and all of a sudden they don't understand offensive comedy. It's fine that you don't want it on your show, but at least let me get a break on other shows, man. That was my experience with Hal on that show.
The great irony is that when you were invited onto Screen Junkies, instead of working with a rapist, they treated you like you were one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you meet Andy Signorum while you were there?
No, somebody said that he had his hands full at the moment.
Oh my God.
I saw him taking a couple of the princesses. I thought I did. I saw a large hulking rapey figure taking some of the princesses back into the dressing room to make sure everything would look right on camera.
Wow.
Just joking, obviously, everyone.
Asterios.
He plays me nice. He looks exactly like me. My God.
Oh, yeah, because you were so nice.
How
to
about
him,
a
Asterios.
Tall, handsome, virile figure taking princesses into the... I'm trying to remember. I wish I could remember. The other day, I texted Hal and Justin something.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what it was. Oh, right. It was, hey, I did a great interview with Andy Signori that you've got to hear.
That was great. Right.
And I only got a text back, and I got a separate text back from only Justin.
Yeah.
Saying, hey, that's great. I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, am I that radioactive to this fucking guy? He can't even like text me. It's like, I knew Hal for like 10 goddamn years. He got like, the reason I've been reluctant to talk shit about the guy, he got me like a really great job in television. He got me like a job as a producer. It's like, I thought we were cool, but I guess I'm not even like worth a text back anymore.
Yeah.
Just like an LOL, like literally, you could have just wrote LOL. Just LOL, can't wait to watch it. Hope you do. Like, it's like, oh, am I not even worth being LA?
Congratulations on winning your lawsuit, by the way.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Your sacrifice has made comedy safer for all of us.
Which is, if the Tournament of Nerds people would have leaned into this as the ultimate Tournament of Nerds.
Yeah.
They could have gotten so much press. They could have made this so much fun. They could have had us on and George
it
on.
Could have been
they
me,
could have made
it could have been me and my real with my real name going up against 8 other women. Like, I deserve it. I'll take my licks. Yes, it was all part of a very complicated and funny troll act back in the day when trolling and actually meant satire and satire meant something. But sure. All right. Let's make it palatable. Just the immediate ejection by Hal. And at this point, I have to assume it was Hal because he's the one that was going to preemptively warn Screen Junkies not to use me.
The impression I get from Hal is that he's less of a human being with his own unique thoughts, and he's more of a walking brand, and everything has to be PC and brand friendly. And as soon as you have that stigma, he can't treat you like a human anymore. Is that about accurate?
You know what? Like, I think that is a little bit too simple. Like, he is
typical Zoomer.
Typical Boomer, I think you mean. I think that's a little too simple. What he is he is, like, he's scared. He's, like, scared of losing what he has. You know what I mean? He's always kind of like the word about Hal has always been that he's like the world's youngest old man. Like, even in his 30s, he would, like, go to bed at 9. He wouldn't really drink. He wouldn't really party.
I mean, technically, you went to bed at 9, too, Asterios. Just 9 a.m.
Yeah, that's true. I need to... My dilithium... the only reason I went to sleep was because I ran out of dilithium.
What the fuck is that?
Which you need to go on missions. It's one of those games where it's like... Oh, your people are lost in space, and the only way to get them back is to spend money. And I'm like, I don't have that anymore, Star Trek game.
Yeah, so how much have you spent on this Star Trek game so far?
Yeah, your patrons are dying to know.
That's really not. How can we move on? Is there a button here? Well, I can't hear you. Sorry, there's static. There's all the transmission. Anyway, I only played the game. Sorry.
So, Asterios, we have learned that Dick was invited on to play Gaston in Beauty and the Beast. Why were you invited on to the Screen Junkies show, and what was your experience?
I was invited on to talk about movies. What were they? Movies where, like, teenagers have to murder each other. I was not paid for it. I had to take time off in the middle of the workday to go down there, so I had to pretend I had a doctor's appointment. I also had to watch 3 movies, one of which was fucking The Hunger Games, which is like 2.5 hours long. So I had to watch like The Hunger Games, I had to watch Battle Royale, and I had to watch some movie where Stone Cold Steve Austin is trapped in a reality show where he has to murder other convicts to live. And
now, did you get to watch this? Did you get to watch this with Hal Rudnick, which is a huge plus, or did they make you watch it on your own time?
No. I remember watching them in. I remember, like, my mom was in town, and so I was at, like, a hotel. I was in a hotel with her, and I remember, like, waiting for my mom to go to sleep so I could watch 9 hours of shitty movies so I could write jokes for free, so I could take time off work the next day to go riff with what's his name's wife. The guy from The Big Sick. With Emily V. Gordon, and then like nothing, no payment, no nothing, no whatever. But I mean, that's kind of how LA works. Like Dick will tell you, it's like it's an honor to just be invited to write jokes and work for free.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, every time I go on the Dick Show, he pays me. Does he not pay you, Asterios, for the work you've done on the show?
Oh, what? I got paid. I got paid.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm monkey.
That was supposed to be a speed good. Slash emotion.
Oh. Okay, so we've heard why you guys were on the show. We've heard that Asterios made no money.
I got
money.
Paid a lot more.
I mean, that's worse. That's worse than a bunch of girls than a bunch of comedians getting coerced into touching Andy Senor's fucking ass and doing whatever they're accused of him putting on a Sailor Moon outfit and dancing around in the bathtub with him. How many guys just don't get paid? That is way worse than whatever Andy Senor did. Coerced out of my fucking time and some broad got to make sweet love to Andy Senor while he's dressed as the top hat guy from Sailor Moon. That doesn't sound so bad.
And also, he's as big as 2 men, so like being with him is like being in a hot threesome. You know what I mean? Like, the value of being with Andy.
Being with Andy Senor is like being with Dr. Manhattan. Is there a guy in front of me, behind me, over here? He's everywhere.
It's like Naruto using a jutsu to make clones of himself.
Okay,
Andy
calm
sleeps
down.
Around. He really sleeps around you. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Just ask his wife.
Just for the record, I think he's innocent, and I hope he wins. But I
was waiting for you to say that.
Well, here's what I think's fucked up. It makes sense that you wouldn't pay Asterios because he's not really worth anything. And also, it was just on the main YouTube channel. But, Dick, you were on a Screen Junkies Plus.
Oh,
it was five. It was a $5 subscription thing, which I was actually subscribed to for some time. Yeah. So people who saw the thing you were in were paying Screen Junkies directly for the content. If they didn't pay you for that, that sounds
I think they
fucked
did
up.
Pay me. I don't remember. I think I did get paid for the Beauty and the Beast roast, and that would have all been Joe Starr, who's awesome. But I think I do. I think I did get paid for that.
Oh, we do have some unfinished business with Joe Starr, Asterios, because in the first episode, Very first episode of this show, you called him and left him a voicemail, and I've been dying to know if he ever responded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was like, I'm in a wedding. What's going on? Is there an emergency or something? Because, like, I hadn't called.
Did someone else get raped?
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Did you rape somebody?
Is there a list for you out now? Where's your list? Where's your 2018 list? Wait, hold on. Sorry. Oh, there we go. Now I can hear. Oh, yeah. And I was like, we wanted you on the show so you could talk a whole bunch of shit about Andy Signore. A sad thing though. Like, I hosted a panel at New York Comic Con for the Sci-Fi Channel, and this was a couple of weeks ago, and it was great. I had a really good time. What's his name was there? John Glazer from the show John Glazer Loves Gear and from Conan. Like, there were all these great comedians on. And then right across the hall from me was Hal Rudnick hosting some other panel. And, like, I locked eyes with him for, like, 1 second. Oh. And there was just this, like, look of – this was after I texted him about the Andy Signore thing. And so it was kind of like, welcome to New York. And there was just this look of fear on his face.
Oh.
And I remember just thinking, just like, he's the world's youngest old man. He's like afraid of losing his – gig hyping up Avengers Infinity War. Like, he's like afraid of losing his gig hyping up a $2 billion Disney property. And I just sadly walked away like the Incredible Hulk in the 1980s. Now, that's a reference you won't get, Zoomer. But yeah. The Incredible
that's
Hulk.
Reference. That's a good reference.
Thank you. Thank you, Doomer.
That wasn't a panel he was hosting. That was a focus group on the new Hal, next year's Hal. He had pre-recorded a bunch of catchphrases for the next year, and he wanted to know what model Hal he should go with.
And by the way, I want to point out something that Dick said that he's absolutely right on, and almost no one else would know. Like, at UCB, they used to do this thing every month called, like, the most offensive show in the universe.
Yeah.
And it would just be, like, nonstop jokes about sexual assault, nonstop, like, jokes about, like, super offensive religious stuff, people dressed up in costumes that right now a Halloween meme would tell you, like, do not wear this, you're not allowed to wear this. But, you know, doing it at midnight for $5 is fine. But doing it on the internet for some reason, it's like the worst thing in the world. It's just,
oh, yeah.
It's a weird double standard.
Technically, I was sexually assaulted or attempted to on stage at UCB during one of those most offensive midnight shows. I was Gandalf, and the joke was one of the hobbits stepped on my robe and I walked out of the robe so I was naked. On stage as Gandalf, and I had spray painted my pubes white. The ghost count factor. And so, towards the end of the night, one of the judges, this black chick, got so drunk she came backstage and tried to suck my dick by fumbling, she dropped to her knees, started fumbling around with my belt, and I'm like, No. She's going for the belt. People are trying to pull her off of me. I forget who it was, and I don't want to say the wrong name, but she's going for my dick. She's like, I remember this dick. I want to see it. And she's obviously drunk, and I'm laughing. You know, I'm not saying yes, though. I'm saying no. I'm laughing. People are trying to get her off me, and they're like, oh, you gotta do something. You gotta stop her. They're telling me you've got to do something. And I'm like, hey, if she gets the belt open, honestly, at this point, she can have it. I'm pretty fucking sure that it wouldn't have been as funny if the genders were swapped.
Well, maybe she's addicted to huffing paint and she wanted to get those pubes up in her nose.
Yeah, maybe.
So what, does that show, the offensive show, was that canceled or something? Do they not do that anymore?
Yeah, well, I mean, the only reason it stopped happening was because people got tired of it. Like, because it's like, how many jokes about sexual assault and Hitler and people's religions? Like,
I can make a lot.
Yeah,
can
forever.
Well, I mean, that's true. But by the way, the other thing about UCB that nobody talks about is that, like, everyone is, like, so fucking woke right now. And everyone's like, oh, my God, like, well, like, we need all these agreements. Like, okay, real quick. People talk about the power dynamic in comedy where it's like, oh, my God, like improv teachers shouldn't be dating their students. Okay, that's a thing a lot of people talk about.
The vaulted profession of improv professor. We can't have that kind of dynamic.
Right.
They wield so much power over these poor, functionally retarded LA trash actresses.
People who are probably the same age, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I'm going to expand that gender out to they're all trash actresses and actors. But the thing is, some of the people never talk about is that the guy that runs UCB is married to one of his students.
Oh,
like, and for like a decade that happened. I mean, like, I mean, you know. Not to, like, what's his name? Matt Besser. Like, Matt Besser ended up getting married to and had kids with one of his students. And so now everyone's always like, oh, we got to have all these agreements in place where, like, students and teachers shouldn't get married. Except in the 90s when I guess that was cool. But, like, now we shouldn't do it. And by the way, let's all work for this Matt Besser guy for free. Like, the people that perform there don't get paid. They literally have to, like, pay to perform. Look, I could talk about this.
Look, I don't want to live in a world where you can't fuck, date, and marry your subordinates. This is all just permanently single, fatso, frumpy cat ladies trying to forcibly trick everyone into their lifestyle. They don't want all these young broads hooking up with powerful men. That's what it is. They're jealous.
Maybe it's that they're afraid of boomers and zoomers uniting, so they just make it a student-teacher thing.
Yeah.
The power that is unwieldy of a boomer and a zoomer combined forces to create a child. Could you imagine Asterios, the love child of a boomer and a zoomer?
Oh,
that should be the next experiment on this show. We force two of them to mate.
No, us boomers can't get it up anymore.
Oh, like when we drink
Monster Energy drink, we kind of get like a half. No, half is too generous. Like a quarter chub. Yeah,
you gotta mash up some Cialis and slip it into your monster. There's a secret. AARP sends out a secret code or a coupon for Cialis monster drinks.
I have to get on that. Thank you, Dick.
You're welcome.
All right, we have one more question to find out who is the screen junkiest, and of course, the audience will vote at the straw poll link in the description.
Oh,
the final question, of course,
I have a rape list, right? So I think I win. I don't know. Here's on my side, I literally have a rape list, literally. And I've been excommunicated from comedy from comedies because of it. All right. I don't know. Asterios, I don't know which one of us has more sexually suggestive text messages to women trying to convince them to do dirty stuff for
us.
Well,
let's just pull out Asterios' phone and have him read all of his recent messages.
I own more plaid. I'm using a beard to give myself the illusion of a chin, just like Andy Samberg.
I've got no beard.
Yeah, exactly. Come, you can't grow a beard, you zoomer. Well, I'm trying other. Let's see. Also, like Andy Signori, for a while I left LA and had to live in Florida. Oh, right. He's like in Tampa now.
Yeah, the nicest part of Florida, Tampa.
I believe that he's in the strip club capital of the world. Look out, ladies. Andy Signori's here and he needs change for a five.
Well, I don't know if you know this, Asterios, but on his new Movie Fights show,
Popcorn
he got
Planet.
He got literally the hottest people in Tampa to be on it.
Oh, let's come on. I'm not gonna.
Is it so bad to call somebody attractive, Asterios? Boomers are really gonna shame us attraction shaming on the Zoomers now?
Yes, that's what you were doing, Zoomer.
They're beautiful, beautiful people, inside and out.
What are they?
If you've got a, if you have to call them beautiful inside and out, we all know what the subtext is, Zoomer. But
if you go look up Dick, the show is called
Beautifully Short Bus.
I'm gonna go.
It's called
here
Nerd Wars. Type in Nerd Wars. Click on a Popcorn Planet YouTube channel. Just tell me that those aren't the most beautiful people in all of Tampa, Florida.
Just tell me when you're done shaming people who don't realize Andy's
What do you mean shaming?
Okay, see, I'm just down here below frame.
I think they're beautiful.
Nerd Wars, Popcorn Planet.
Oh no.
The sexiest Avenger? That?
Yeah, yeah. The people on the panel is who I'm talking about.
You're probably gonna want to go to the Popcorn Planet Twitter page and then look at the header image.
Okay. Planet Twitter.
Or maybe Andy Signore's Twitter page. Cause he always takes pictures with these like improv actors from Tampa that he's like tricked into showing up on his show for free.
This looks like the audience of an infomercial. Like, this looks like Andy Senor selling like the Tracy Jordan meat machine or something. George Foreman. This is the most. Are we looking at the same picture? The background?
Yes, we are.
Twitter, mm-hmm. They look. This is the least enthusiastic.
And it's also clearly shot.
It looks like they were just told that their STD is not as bad as the one they thought it was at first, but still bad.
50% less pus than you were expecting.
What do you think the appeal for them is to go on the Andy Signore show? Because if you're not getting paid, at least on Screen Junkies, it's a minuscule amount of exposure, but Andy Signore is getting 2,000 views per episode. So why are these people wasting time out of their day to do this?
Well, see, the sad thing is, it's like I could make fun of them for being like Tampa improv comedians who are like willing to work for free for a monster. Me and Dick were both LA improv comedians who are willing to work for free for this guy.
It sounds like Dick got paid Asterio.
God damn it! For yourself. All right.
I think people just like waiting in lines. They saw a line and like, I'll go wait in that line.
Anyway, my final question to find out who's the Screen Junkiest is who got, based on your appearance on the Screen Junkie show, who got the most Twitter followers out of it? Was it worth your time at all?
Twitter
followers are worthless to me because my accounts always get noobed.
Yeah, so. Me too.
I got called the fat, unfunny guy in the comments so many times. And then later, the only thing I got out of it, well, two things. One, the fact that Mumpy, when I first met you, you were like impressed by it because you loved Screen Junkies.
Oh, I'm impressed by your whole career, Asterios. So oh, you're an impressive man.
It's weird. I'm but the second thing is my coworker, went like, oh, hey, did I see you on Screen Junkies the other day?
And when you were like, at your doctor's appointment?
Yes, that's the thing! Yes! I was like, yeah, oh my god, you recognize me? And he's like, yeah, weren't you supposed to be the doctor? And I was like, yeah, I went on the way back. It was like a quick thing. Like, wow. We were in the same building, like the doctor and Screen Junkies there. It was on Pico. That's all I got out of it was
YouTube comments.
Yeah, angry YouTube comments, and then like my coworker giving me like a like being like, oh, okay. And I was waiting for him to be like, you were really funny on it. I loved you on it. When are you going back on it? And no, and then he just went back to work. Just went back to the computer.
And Dick, I'm guessing there were no comments on yours because it was on Screen Junkies Plus, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. They pulled some pretty good memes of me doing that pussy licking thing.
Did you actually get to watch the whole thing, or did they make you pay for it to watch your own video?
No, I mean, I'm sure I could have got it, but I can't watch myself do anything. Like, if I do, I have to get so drunk to watch myself doing anything on TV, or else I'll collapse into myself out of cringe. Like,
even the Dr. Phil clip.
I watched Dr. Phil, but I was hammered. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
I remember
so
in high school showing that fucking, and it's uploaded on an account called Meatspin. Do you know what Meatspin is?
Yeah,
is that, did you upload that?
No, that's a 4chan guy. He uploaded it coincidentally the day that Men Are Better Than Women, the book, was released. So because that, they're the 4chan is the only reason that anybody bought that book, and so many people bought that book. But yeah, as soon as I saw it posted, I was like, Meatspin. Oh, thank God.
How many poor people looked up Meatspin because of your clip?
I hope a lot. I send a lot of people that site when they're like, oh, who's that? There you go. He's the guy behind here. Here's a picture of him right here.
Well, I guess listeners of this show can go ahead and type in meatspin.com to see for yourself.
That's a boomer meme. The Meatspin.
Is it? Is it? Boomer, are you a big fan of Meatspin?
No, but the other day someone explained what cake farts were to me, which is apparently a boomer thing, seeing as it was like a something awful thing in the 2000s. Sriracha said she'd never seen someone's asshole move that much independently of any outward action in her life.
You're going to have to explain this one to me. I don't know what cake farts is.
I don't know what it is. Dick, can you explain cake farts? I don't know what cake farts are either.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful chocolate cake that a woman squats on and farts and then leans over and shows you the frosting on her ass as she tries to pop out another fart again. It does look like an alien is about to come out of her asshole. Sriracha's right.
Is this a cake that you would serve at a lemon party? Is that a Zoomer meme or a Boomer meme? Do you know what lemon party is, Asterios?
I know. You know what? You know why it's a boomer meme? Because I know what lemon party is because of an episode of 30 Rock.
Really?
So yes. Because
what?
Yeah, because there's a whole thing where they're like, let's all join the lemon, because her name's Liz Lemon.
Oh.
And so she's like, I'm gonna have a lemon party. Let's all go to the lemon party.
How did you avoid that on the early days of the internet? How did you not know what lemon party is? Like, what were you? Did you have your own child blocker on your own computer or something like that?
Anytime someone asks me to click on something with like that, with like a wry smile on their face, I'm just like, no, I won't. I've still never seen Two Girls, One Cup. Like there's all this stuff where I'm just like, if only I can die without seeing whatever the fuck you're talking about. And it happens all the time in my Discord where people are like, oh, Asterios, you'll love this. And it's fucking thing.
Okay. So that's the goal. That's the scavenger. We've got to get Asterios to see the video, trick him into seeing Two Girls, One Cup, Lemon Party, Meat Spin, I'm guessing.
One guy, one jar.
I didn't know what Meat Spin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
the
just
guy in the jar.
Yeah. Whoever can get Asterios to watch One Guy, One Horse, I'll send you $10 on PayPal.
Oh, God, I don't know. Oh, I don't. But wait a minute. No, this is a boomer. This is actually a boomer thing. Dick, I've never seen it because of the exact same reason. But can you explain to this Zoomer what the Styles Project was?
The Styles Project? I don't know what that was.
Yeah, me
neither. Oh, my God. The Styles Project was like a pet. I figured that Dick would know what it was. It was like the first disgusting, awful gore site. It was like, why? Like, back in the 90s, we had like Rotten.com. Like, back in the 90s, like, porn wasn't everywhere on. They weren't like 30 porn sites. There were like two. It was like the Styles Project and Rotten.com. And I didn't go to any of them because I was like, I don't want to click on the wrong thing and throw up.
Yeah, I'm too busy making parody songs about 9/11. I can't click on a porn website.
Written by Joan Ford and Jeffrey Golden.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we do on the show, Dick, is I try to explain like 90s internet culture to this Zoomer who's never heard about it. Like Dick, do you have any like weird favorite websites you can explain to this Zoomer that like he might never have heard of?
Do you remember?
Tell me all about the Space Jam website.
Yeah, that was a good one. Badger, 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 snake. That was a good one.
What's that?
It was one of the first very annoying songs, like one of the first viral Flash songs where it was just a bunch of stupid badgers bouncing around going badger, 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 snake. We put it on loop, like we'd listen to it for 10 hours.
We would do that with the hamster dance, which I'm guessing you've also never heard of.
No.
And the boomerest thing is there was this site called YouReTheManNowDog.com. Yeah. And when you went there, it was just a picture of what's his name?
James Bond.
Yeah, it was the actor. It was just a picture of James Bond going, "You're the man now, dog," over and over. And we would just sit like in our fucking college dorms and just listen to that on loop for hours and hours. We would do that.
Yeah.
You Zoomers are so lucky. There are television shows that are made just for you on the internet now. And the best we could do was like...
A guy spreading his asshole. Like, well, I mean, it's there. I guess I got to watch this until somebody thinks it's something funnier.
Yeah, you guys go to Goatsee all the time?
All the time.
God, yeah. Right, Goatsee. Oh,
I think it was Sean Connery. Is that the name you're thinking of?
It was Sean Connery,
Sean Connery is the Goatsee guy.
Yeah. Wow. He's so versatile.
Zoom in, you can tell.
I got to introduce you guys to some Zoomer websites now. You guys ever heard of TikTok?
No.
I just heard about TikTok the other day, and I already hate it.
So TikTok is the new replacement for Vine, which for some reason was killed years ago and gave us Jake and Logan Paul on YouTube. TikTok, from what I understand, or I think it's also a replacement for Musical.ly. Are you guys aware of Musical.ly either?
Is that like Napster?
It's like LimeWire, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, look, LimeWire is for normies. That's cool. Guys use Napster.
I used a FrostWire. You guys ever heard of FrostWire?
No. That was after my time. That was when I started buying albums on the iTunes store.
Oh, you're so pathetic.
I'm guessing you had no idea sells albums, but yeah, at one point we would buy all of our albums on iTunes. Oh, by the way, I found out why Vine shut down, because like back when I worked in an advertising agency, we would like work with Vine stars all the time.
Oh,
sometimes they would get paid. I'm not kidding. These Vine stars, $90,000 by major brands to make a single Vine.
A 6-second clip?
Yes, I'm absolutely not kidding.
Do the math. How much is that per hour that they're getting paid?
Oh, $15,000 a second. I remember. Yeah. I remember like being in boardrooms with people, and looking at the piece of paper, and it's like, okay, we're gonna pay him $90,000 to make this Vine, and then looking around the room, and I'm like, $90,000, that's three of your salaries put together. The people in this room right now that he's getting for 6 fucking seconds. But the reason Vine shut down was this. A bunch of Vine creators got together and they were like, we're kind of getting ripped off by Twitter. So they banded together and they were like, we want to be paid $1 million a year by Twitter, or we're all going to stop making Vines. And then Twitter, out of spite, just shut the whole thing down.
Good.
Did you ever make any Vines, Asterios? Did you learn from the employees that you had?
Yeah, I'm one of the... This is how boomer I am. It's like my girlfriend's a Zoomer. And so she's always like, Vine was the greatest. Vine was the best. Vine, Vine, Vine. The only way I ever appreciated Vine was watching YouTube compilations of Vines put together. I'm like, now I understand it. Because it's on YouTube. Kind of like she kind of labeled it akin to those people who read 4chan but only on Reddit. She's like, you're one of those guys. I'm like, I'm a boomer. I need my content like packaged and sanitized and like put together from like, I can't just go hunting down the Vine. I don't know what to look for.
Yeah, I had the same thing. I would always watch the Vine fail compilations of people like hitting their nuts on skateboards or falling off a house or something people trying to build a catapult and then getting smashed into the ground. But I installed it and I didn't want to be interrupted with this violence that would, you know, while I was at work or doing other things. I wanted to decide when I was consuming the ultraviolence. I guess that is definitely a boomer thing.
Well, I guess go ahead.
Oh, no, 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 please, please.
I was going to say, one of the goals here was for us to figure out if Dick Masterson at heart is a boomer or a zoomer. And it sounds like he's siding more with the boomers on this one.
I mean, look, I've got an opinion on capital gains tax and Bitcoin. So I'm as far off the boomer deep end as it gets.
Well, another thing, I was listening to your show the other day, and it sounds like you're very against circumcision. So I think that would make you a zoomer, too.
Oh, really?
Because boomers love circumcision.
They can't get enough foreskin.
They love cutting boomers. Dicks.
Line them up. Boomers have fantasies where they line them all up and go down chopping them up like scallions. Oh.
Asterios, yeah. As a boomer, why do you guys obsess over dick so much?
If my kids
over dick, baby dick.
If my kids' dick don't look like my dick, then you're saying there's something wrong with my dick. What's the matter with my dick? It made this kid, didn't it? Huh? I'm going to cut off your dick, too. Fuck your dick. I got fucked and your dick's getting fucked. And everyone's dick, it's just a shit rolling downhill. Only it's people's dicks getting sliced.
Horrible. Horrible boomers. How dare
that
you?
Is why. They can't admit it, but every single comment, I have it. It's not that bad. Like, well, how do you know, man?
That's why the Zoomers hate the boomers so much, because we want our dicks back and you took them away.
Yeah. Ooh, man. I am pissed about that.
Yeah. I'm going to sue you as soon as I'm able to, Asterios. So I'm going to sue you for my foreskin back.
Well, time to get a third lawyer. All right.
Yeah, we didn't get a call from Morgan Red Sandwich
Red
this week.
Sandwich.
Yeah, he's out. He's not here this week.
Oh, and actually speaking of that, just a little bit of news on that front. Apparently, I think it's gonna be November. We're finally going to go in there for the fucking battle of sanctions.
Well, listen, Asterios, yes. Me and Dick are both willing to fly out and stay at your house for free to watch this court trial.
I don't want to stay at your house. I'm getting an Airbnb.
I'll stay at your house for free. You got to tell us when it is.
Okay. Well, you're both welcome to stay at my house. It's just I'm going to be up all night playing my Star Trek mobile game. And I'll be sleeping during
before
the
your court trial.
Yeah.
You're going to be playing it in front of the judge.
I probably will be. Oh my god!
No, you want to, Asterios. You want to go on the bender of your life before court the next day because you want to look like a homeless man. Come out with sympathy. Like you want them to escort you out because of your stench and general crapulence, and have your attorney have to say, "No, this is my client. This is who has been wronged by this awful man."
Look what happened to him. He's been unemployed for 2 months and he's lost everything.
Look at the screen time counter, Your Honor. There's more. He plays for 25 hours a day in a Star Trek game.
Okay, I'm not
bring it
kidding.
In as evidence.
I'm not kidding. Hold on real quick.
Here's his girlfriend's DM with Cernovich, Your Honor. Cernovich! He's getting cucked by Cernovich because what this man did.
Oh, no.
I'm going to get my phone real quick. It's depressing.
It's depressing.
Oh, God.
So here's a bit on this show. Whenever Asterios walks away, I call him a fucking boomer. And I just keep whispering fucking boomer into the mic.
Hey, are you going to do a monkey stops a school shooting too?
If you would like to play Satan in it, then I think we have to.
Oh, yeah. I would love to see a two of that movie. Yeah. I would love to see it.
Okay, so we all know that I woke up at 2 p.m. today, 4 minutes late for this show. Guess what my screen counter is for just today? Since me.
When you just woke up?
Yeah, I just woke up. Guess what my screen time counter is since midnight?
Are we doing Price is Right rules?
Yes, exactly. Close it without going over. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to say 4 hours, 32 minutes.
I think I can nail this perfect because you said you went to bed at 9 a.m. So I assume you were playing from midnight to 9 a.m. So I'm going to guess 9 full hours.
Okay. I'm sorry, but Dick was the closest without going over 5 hours and 55 minutes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm like, I gotta get my people through the Bajoran wormhole.
You need maybe to get out of that wormhole you're in, buddy. That's like the Chinese net cafe addiction. Are you wearing a diaper while you're playing this game?
I used to be able to afford a diaper. Now I just poo into a towel.
You're Elliot Rodger on World of Warcraft. I'm worried for the local college campus.
Yeah, I got to go back to bed soon. Can we wrap this up?
You can't stream the game at least to make some sort of profit off of your time?
No, that sounds like what a intelligent person would do. No, I can't do that. But wait a minute. But you know what I can do? Hold on. Let me pull up my best friends. Okay. Here they come. Okay. I'm gonna use my credit card number. Let me just put that in real quick.
My other best friend.
Exactly. What I can do is, okay, this isn't gonna be funny in a minute when the app finally loads.
You know what is gonna be funny, Asterios, is if you win in the sanctions fight, Maddox will be funding you playing that stupid freemium mobile game.
Oh my God, you have no idea how much I would love to. Look at this. It's Cowboy Data. Remember him? Yeah. From A Fistful of Datas?
How much did that cost you?
When Data took over the holodeck and there were a bunch of evil Datas. And
that's
you
6 hours of work right there.
You know who else is? I'll say who else is here. We've got Quark's mom. Remember Quark's mom? Quark's mom is here. She's wearing clothes. Quark don't like that. And why, and whoa, and who might this be? Is it Lieutenant Tom Paris in a hockey jersey? That's right. It's Hockey Tom Paris from the episode of Voyager where they all played hockey with his best friend, Dr. Watson Geordi LaForge. No one's getting sued in the 23rd century.
Is that at least one of those mobile games where you can bother your Facebook friends and invite them to play to get you like an item or something like Farmville?
Oh my. Okay. I wish I had a joke for this, but me and a bunch of other.
The sad reality of your life is funnier than any joke could be, Asterios. Yeah.
Okay. God, I hope someone's getting some enjoyment out of this. So like me and I tweeted out my Starbase code.
Oh no.
Because I was like, everybody join my Starbase. I'm the admiral of a Starbase.
You really are. You're just like my fucking dad, you fucking boomer, posting this shit on social media to play your dumb game.
Oh, wait.
Found a new way to shill. Something else to shill.
Shilling for another corporation. Shilling for someone that makes me no money. Oh,
a shilling frontier where none have gone before.
By the way, though, speaking of dads and mobile games, the other day, a listener said, hey, my dad wants to be friends with you on Pokemon Go. Will you become friends with my dad on Pokemon Go? And I was like, yeah, immediately. And so I tweeted out, like, everyone become friends with this guy's dad on Pokemon Go.
You doxed his Pokemon Go friend code?
Yeah, I did. And so now everyone is sending this guy gifts and Pokeballs and things and things like that. And they're trading Pokemon with this guy's dad. So I want to launch a charity, which is helping dad. Just if you're a dad who needs Pokemon Go stuff, you get in touch with me and I'll get you Pokemon. I want to be Pokemon Go friends with everyone's dad. The more dads in my phone, the better. So come on, Zoomers, help me out here.
Dad, dads only, virgin bachelors go away.
It must be nice to have a consistent Twitter account to do all these fun things on, Asterios.
Oh my God, you both. Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait, what excuse did they give you this time? Any?
So here's what happened with my Twitter account. 2 years ago, I made a Monkey Jones one, and I got banned because I made a video making fun of this anime company that sent me their products for free, but they like mass emailed it to a whole bunch of people and they didn't blind carbon copy their email so you could see like the list of 80 people they sent it to, but they made the email like as if they were talking specifically to me, like, oh, hello, YouTube creator, we're a huge fan of your YouTube blog. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna fuck with these people, can't blind carbon copy an email. So I made a video shitting all over them, and then I was making fun of them on my Twitter, of course, and I guess their company did not appreciate it, and they flagged me and got my Twitter taken down. And of course, on Twitter, one strike means you're done for life. And once your account's deleted, they say you can never make another one no matter what. So now every time I try to make a new account, I don't even post anything bad. I don't make fun of companies anymore. I don't say any naughty words anymore. But just because I had one account that got banned, every time they find it, they delete it again. So I am for life permabanned from Twitter. And I just have to make a new one every 3 months. And it's infuriating.
It's like you could make 27 videos about a school shooter, but God forbid you insult a brand or corporation. That's fucking terrible. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, so now I'm on Instagram, and it also sucks. I don't know if I'm allowed to be on any social media. They all suck. Didn't Gab just get shut down for shooting up a synagogue or something? Was that them? Was it the executive of Gab who shot up that synagogue so they had to shut down the whole website?
It might as well have been. Their payment processes are shutting them down. So I guess PayPal. It's at a point where we got to build our own internet payment processor. I'm pretty sure that they're going to, the next step is to deplatform us on the English language. So we'll have to use our own language, payment processor, internet. Maybe they'll just trademark all the colors so we can't even make logos or anything. We'll just have to use black and white to
it reminds me of hate speech
to each other.
It's like the Alex Jones thing. Everybody's saying, oh, it's not censorship. They're not censoring him, but they take him off of every single internet platform known to man. So he doesn't even have a place to talk anymore. How's that not censorship on a massive scale? They can just make the excuse, oh, but Twitter has they have no obligation to give him a platform. But when he's banned from every single one, he no longer has a voice. Boomer, how do you feel about the freedom of speech?
Huh? The freedom of speech is great. I love it.
Oh, okay. You a big Alex Jones fan over there?
I'm not taking the bait on this. Kidding me?
He hates Alex Jones. He's a direct competitor. Look at him.
I will say this. My girlfriend said to me, hey, what if for Halloween I dress up as a gay frog and you dress up as Alex Jones? And she was like, you wouldn't even need to do much of a costume. You could just wear like a suit jacket and no t-shirt.
Just paint your skin red.
And then I was just like, now I'm sad again. I was just like, oh, God, how many of these men of largesse must I be compared to? Oh, and then I just walked slowly into the sea.
Well, I think that's about it for this episode of Boomer versus Zoomer. Dick, thanks for coming on. Where can people find you online other than Twitter?
Patreon.com/the Dick. Dick.show, patreon.com/the Dick Show. Asterios, I'll see you in court. Please tell us when, so we have enough time to come see you. I really want to come see that. I really want to see Maddox get butt fucked by Judge Ramos. Nothing will make me happier. Nothing will make the tens of thousands of people who are invested in this saga happier. We want you to get your money back, man.
And we could do an episode of this show, all three of us live from Asterios' apartment.
That would be fun. Yeah. That would be fucking fantastic. The best part of what's going to happen in the battle for sanctions is, so like Maddox is currently represented by thebusinesslawfirm.com. I'm not kidding.
That Maddox is represented by a Markov chain run on thebusinesslawfirm.com. Not even a person.
So it's like he's hiring thebusinesslawfirm.com, and their whole strategy is going to be to try to kill each other, I think. So it's like Maddox is hiring a new lawyer to go into court and argue about why his old lawyer told him to commit perjury. His old lawyer is going to be like, this mad guy is a creep and I had nothing to do with it.
Is Landau going to be there in person too?
I mean, he's I don't know that he will be there in person, but we are pressing sanctions against him. Do you think
it would be okay if before or after the trial, I asked Landau for an autograph?
He is the
Mumby, it's best not to ask those things. You just do them.
Exactly, Mumby.
I wanted to see what Asterios thought of it.
Oh, yeah.
What is it? Yeah, we're going for sanctions against George, Jess, and Landau. And so
Jess has to respond to it, too. That's what I wanted to ask you.
Well, yeah. It's just like, you know, there's so much fucking perjury, in my opinion. Perjury, manufacturing of evidence. Like, this is, these are like some really shitty people who did some really shitty things. And in November, like, we are finally going to have it all out and expose it to the light. And hopefully, you know, sunlight's the best disinfectant. Hopefully we'll get some justice out of this.
How much are you in for the current sanctions motions money? How much money have you spent on those?
I mean, it's all been rolled together because the first trial still isn't over. You know what I mean? Like, the judge still hasn't signed a piece of paper that says this case has been dismissed and all this stuff. Like, something that people don't understand is, like, the first trial is still happening.
But so, surely Greenberger has a separate clock when he's charging you, right? Like, he's got to charge you for specific items he's working on.
Yeah. And I could go through the bills and look at them. My guess would be this, 25 grand. See, but the other I'm sorry. I know this isn't a simple answer. My simple guess would be 25 grand for the initial trial. And as of right now, 7 grand for the new one, because my overall legal bills have hit around 32 grand. A lot of the work that he did, because he wrote the sanctions motion, remember, during the middle of the first trial.
Yeah.
Like, we were supposed to have the sanctions motion and the original trial on the same day. If you read the end of the transcript, my ex-employer's lawyers and my lawyer, they're all saying, like, Your Honor, can we please deal with these pending sanctions motions before we adjourn? This was back in May. And it's just the judge was so sick of it.
Yeah.
He was so fucking disgusted. Like, the thing that doesn't come through in the transcripts is just how fucking done he was with everything that was happening that day. Like my ex-employer's lawyers are like, we have a pending motion for sanctions if we could deal with that now. And the judge just went, we'll deal with that in a separate conference on a different day. And it's like, well, we were all in the room, like we could have all dealt with it then. But I think, like, Judge Ramos, like a guy that's probably been on the bench for 50 years, he's just looking at like this whole thing and he's just like, what a colossal waste of time and resources. Like, what a, I mean, you know, there's a reason that Ramos threw away the trial. There's a reason that Ramos ruled that the Patreon trial was frivolous and without merit. It was just like, he was disgusted with it because it was a disgusting thing that happened.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, that's not a real upper of an ending.
I gotta see it. I want to get in there. I want to see it. I want Landau to sign my lawsuit. I still have the original one somewhere.
Oh yeah, I sold mine on eBay for $315.
Maybe I can get him to sign a bottle of rum or something.
Just don't let him hold it for too long.
Hopefully, he doesn't drive to court that day.
The last interesting thing, a thing I've never talked about, and I'm sorry I haven't found a way to make this like funny yet, but all right, so Landau writes a thing. This is, again, it's months ago, where he goes, I want out. I don't want to be Maddox's lawyer anymore. Like there's been a communications breakdown. I want out of this whole thing. And so there had to be like a court date. I think it was in June where Landau and the judge were there, and like, you know, because like Landau had to be like given permission to be out of the thing. And so I showed up there too, and my lawyer was there, and Sriracha was there. And so, like, there was like a second mini court date. And the moment Landau It was like a fucking cartoon. A, by the way, he's like 5 feet tall. B, he looks like Robbie Rodney.
Hey, enough of this short shaming, Asterios.
He wears a jacket that's way too big and pants that are way too small. He looks like a fucking character from Thomas the Tank Engine somehow.
In his face?
Yeah, exactly. It's weird. He's got like a plastic Nomu face. I think his face is more Botox than face at this point.
He's got all those baby foreskins injected into his face. It all comes full circle.
And so what happens? So Landau goes, you know, I'd like to be let out of this thing. And the judge goes like, well, does anybody object? And like, nobody says anything. And then the judge goes, okay, motion granted. The gavel hits the thing. And this is not a joke. Landau starts to like speed walk out of the courtroom. He's like power walking. Like he cannot get away from this case fast enough. And then my lawyer goes, excuse me, Your Honor. We also, we'd like to use this opportunity to schedule a motion for sanctions. And then Landau, who's halfway out the door, he has to slowly turn around and like slowly and like vindictively walk back and then sit down at his thing. And I remember looking at him and I almost felt sorry for him. I was like, you were almost out of this one, buddy. You almost got away with it, but we got to schedule this. You did some bad stuff there, Landau. We got to talk about this. And so anyway, the battle of sanctions, it is looking like November. We will see. You know, as you know, shit gets moved and pushed all the time. As of today, I think today is day 347.
Yeah.
Since I fucking got sued and it is still not over. So please visit patreon.com/Asterios and donate to my or you can Google Asterios GoFundMe and donate to the Asterios Kokonos Legal Offense Fund, because we're about to hit the 1 year anniversary of the legal counsel at my employer calling me into an office I had no idea existed and telling me that I was being sued, he was being sued, and our company was being sued.
Well, I really hope this happens this month, because it would be the party of my lifetime if you, me, and Dick were all there on the day that Maddox was officially defeated in court and he owes you what? How much are you suing for? Like $2 million or some shit?
I think it's just up to the judge, isn't it? He can say whatever he wants.
Yeah. It is absolutely up to the judge. I think for sanctions, we are only allowed to ask for costs and fees, and then we're allowed to suggest punitive damages. So we'll see what happens there. Oh, Dick, the first time Monkey Jones ever smoked pot was with me the last time he came to New York. So this time we've got to get him to try cocaine and heroin.
Oh, God.
Was that the time that I got that DM on Twitter from Monkey telling him that your girlfriend's kissed?
We've never talked about that on air, but yes, they did.
Wait. Oh, yeah, that's right. Me I'll and Asterios' girlfriend's kissed. I forgot.
No, that's not what happened. I was in the bathroom playing the this is going to sound like a joke.
Was that at Stuart Wellington's bar?
Playing the Star Trek mobile game. Because I'm a boomer and now it takes me a long time to go to the bathroom. And anyway, so apparently Sriracha and Sheepover were like, hey, Monkey, we want to see you kiss. Wait, you tell the story.
I clearly don't remember it. I remember.
You don't remember this?
It was me and Asperger and Sheep and Sriracha at Stuart Wellington's bar, Hinterlands. And we made a deal with them that we would kiss if they would kiss. And then
a classic. Classic.
Yeah. But the thing is, me and Berger like made out in that movie anyway, so it's no big deal to us. But I really want to see Sheep and Sriracha kiss, so of course we accept the deal. If only we would have filmed the whole thing, Asterios. It could have been Patreon exclusive content.
I heard it was just like a peck on the mouth.
Well, yeah, nobody's gonna make out in front of Stuart Wellington. He's a professional man. You don't want to embarrass yourself.
Yeah, that's true. Well, anyway, if you want to watch our girlfriends and their boyfriends make out, come to New York in November for the Battle of Sections. It's going to be crazy.
Well, I got banned. I got locked out of Facebook and Twitter for telling Maddox to lube up his asshole in light of this impending sanctions this week. So I hope he doesn't get the message and you absolutely run through him like a train, buddy. Good luck.
This is going to be fun. Thank you. And thanks for waking me up this morning.
Anytime.
I'm going back to bed.
Anytime. I love both of you.
Boomer versus Zoomer. I've been Monkey Jones, joined as always by Asterios and special guest Dick Masterson. Thank you for tuning in, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Peace.